Cybersecurity is going to be a major focus of our administration. We've already been in talks with the Department of Homeland Security and with the state counterpart there as well. I'm going to Washington in a few weeks to receive a classified briefing from the Department of Homeland Security on the threats and vulnerabilities that exist right now. I plan to put together a package to bring in front of the legislature with my proposals for what we need to do to make sure that we've got the most secure infrastructure that we can. For our IT situation, not only at the Secretary of State's office, but key is the 88 county boards of elections. And remember, this is that it's almost like a franchise agreement, right? If you think of the local burger joint, your county board of elections, where they actually cook the burgers and brew the coffee and serve the food and do the real work of it. The Secretary of State's office sets the standards, but those computer networks that exist between the county boards of elections and the Secretary of State's office, we need to make sure are well maintained as well. And again, I'm not in any way saying that the current administration has not maintained secure systems, but here's the imperative, is that the bad guys only have to be right once. The good guys and gals have to be right every day. And that's what, and by the way, that's the mentality that I bring from my military background. We can embrace modern technology. We have embraced modern technology, and we can continue to move in that direction in a way that is secure, that you can't guard against every possible vulnerability, but you can get darn close, and that's exactly what we'll do. But the fact is this. A lot of people don't realize all the safeguards that are in place now. I'd encourage people to visit their county board of elections, get a tour down there, take your kids to learn about the process, or if you really want to get an inside view, sign up to be a poll worker. Every election, they're looking for dozens and dozens of poll workers, Republicans and Democrats, to come in. It's a long day. They pay you a small stipend for the day's work. But come and be if you're concerned about the way elections are run in Ohio, come and be a poll worker. My guess is that at the end of that experience, you go through the training, you spend election day working at the polling location, that you'll be much more positive and confident about the way that we run elections. And here's one example. The machines that count votes, that tabulate ballots, are never connected to the internet. In fact, on election night, when they're reporting the information, they'll use a USB thumb drive, as some people call it, to transfer that information from the tabulation machine to the internet-connected machine, and then they have to throw that thumb drive away. Essentially, they put it in a Ziploc bag and archive it in the file cabinet. But so even that, it's never gone from the internet-connected machine back to the tabulation machine, because then it could transmit a virus. And so there's what's called an air gap. The tallying of votes is done in a very secure way. Every ballot in Ohio, whether it's a touchscreen or whether it's a paper ballot, has a paper backup. And so when we do a post-election audit, what we find is that the result that was reported on election night was very accurate. And so, you know, the safeguards that are in place are good ones, but we're constantly vigilant about making it better.